Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Misha, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Sam.
Oh, hey, Sam. What's going on, Mom?
Nothing. I actually have a question for you guys.
All right.
I am performing in front of everybody, and I am nervous. How do I get the nerves to go away?
Oh, Johnny's the one to ask for that, for sure.
There's different ways to do it. What I like to do when I get nervous is I will take some deep, slow, deep breaths, kind of close my eyes, right? And then inside your head, you just go, look, I'm just going to do exactly what I do when I'm not in front of all these people. I'm going to just relax. They're going to love me, and everything's going to be just fine. And that's all you got to do.
Oh, I got the perfect person I could close my eyes and think that I'm meeting.
Uh-huh. Johnny B?
I could be closing my eyes and thinking that I'm meeting you guys.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, see? And we're nobody, so that would be an easy one.
Sam, where the heck's your album that you promised us?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten it back yet.
But it's been recorded.
Mixing it.
It's still mixing it. Okay. All right.
We're waiting.
Which I actually have a new song that I can sing a little bit for you guys.
Oh,
please,
yeah.
Please do.
Give it to us.
It's a Shawn Mendes song.
I've heard of him.
I felt that I've been hurt before. Now I need someone to bring me back alive. Got feeling like going under. And I'm making out alive. Quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me moment and I can't breathe. Cause I'm without your kisses.
Yeah.
I'll be needing stitches. Needle in the fur, gotta get you out of my head.
Yeah.
Needle in the fur, gonna wind up dead.
No.
Needle in the fur, gotta get you out of my head. Get you out of my head.
Head.
You watch me.
Nice.
Cause I'm without your kisses.
Yeah.
I'll be needing stitches.
Tonight. Oh, man, that was beautiful.
Wow.
Great job.
That was something.
Great job.
Yeah, especially me hitting that high note.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. I thought Clay Aiken was on the phone.
Great job. Is one question? Okay, I'm going to be somebody famous, and you guys ask me one question.
Will?
I'm gonna be Nick Jonas.
Wait, am I talking to Nick Jonas or Sam right now?
Nick Jonas.
Nick, I gotta tell you, big fan of your music. What inspired you to become a musician?
I don't know. I've been watching like other artists like Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes.
Hold on, Nick. This is Johnny B. Sorry, Nick. You've been around way longer than those guys. You've been long way. I mean, Nick, you're in your 30s now. You've been around way longer than stupid Ginger Sheeran and that dork Mendez. Come on, give yourself some credit, Nick. You're the man, Nick.
Yeah, who's your guys' favorite Jonas brother? Because Joe and Kevin are right by me.
Oh, look, don't tell your brothers, but you're obviously the best. And Kevin, he looks a little dumb. You know what I mean?
He's actually right by me, so
sorry,
he heard you.
Will, you have something for Kev?
Kevin, big fan of your tunes. This is Will Koontz. And I would like to ask you a question about what was Nickelodeon like? Were you touched by anybody over there?
Oh, my God.
No, they actually told me to do the theme song for their show.
Oh, terrific. Oh, nice. That's good news. I'm really happy to hear that. I worry about the child stars, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can actually sing a little bit of it for you guys.
Nah, no need for that, Kev. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Don't you worry. Everything's good. We don't
what's your guys' favorite Jonas Brothers song, Joe Wants to Know?
Oh, Joe. God, what a narcissist. You know what I mean? You know, if I had to pick one, Joe, not that you're on it, I would probably pick, like, What a Man Gotta Do.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Great song.
That's mine as well.
I'm actually with Joe. You want to talk to him?
Sure, sure. Joey!
Jojo!
Hey, what's up? This is Joe.
Hey, Joe. What's up, bruh?
What's up?
Nothing, man. You hanging out with the handsome brother and the dumb brother?
You guys, we listen to you guys every night on the tour bus.
Of course you do.
That's amazing.
Of course you do.
You guys are amazing.
Thanks. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Gotta ask because people wonder. Behind the scenes, and don't say it where he can hear you.
Okay.
Is Nick kind of a jerk?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he looks like he could be a real prick. You know what I mean? Like, does he, like, pop you in the back of the head or whip you with the towel or do weird stuff to the toilet paper roll before you go in the bathroom?
He does pranks on me almost every night.
Yeah, switches out your never mind.
Yeah, I know.
I was sleeping, and he put whipped cream all over my face.
Oh, thank God it was only on your face. You know?
Are you sure it was whipped cream, JoJo?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, I tasted it. Oh, he called me on my cell phone, and he like went, "Oh, Joe, you got whipped cream all over your face."
What a gamble that was.
I wonder why, Nick.
Hey, are you guys still celibate?
Sometimes.
Amen, brother. We
actually just found out. We just sold out in your guys' hometown.
You just found out you're not celibate?
No, we just sold out in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, I would hope so, man.
It's because of the Johnny B Show, obviously. Everybody got their tickets right away.
You're welcome, Joe.
Have you guys heard our new album?
We're big fans over here at the Johnny B Show. Matter of fact, Will and I are going to go down to Ybor City next week and get matching Jonas Brothers tattoos.
That's right.
Yeah, Nick's about to get another tattoo just now. Kevin's going to take him.
Can I suggest a tattoo for Nick?
Yeah, you want me to get Nick on the phone? No.
Yeah, put him on.
Yeah, put Nick on. Yeah, he's handsome.
Okay. Hey, what's up? It's Nick.
What up, Nick? Hey, this is really cool how you guys are going back and forth with us like this on the tour bus. Hey, Nick, you're getting a new tattoo soon?
Yeah, I'm getting one tomorrow.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. I'm thinking about getting a guitar on my arm.
Okay.
Too cliche, Nick. I have a suggestion.
What?
Get on one butt cheek, you get Kevin, and on the other butt cheek, you get Joe.
How about I get your guys' show?
On your butt?
Yeah.
No, on my arm.
I mean, that would be a real b-hole type of thing to do.
There you go.
Harry Styles just got over here.
Oh, can we talk to Harry?
Wow. Sounds like somebody's getting monkeypox.
Yeah, you guys can talk to Harry.
Yeah, put Harry on.
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. What a crazy.
Hey, what's up? This is Harry.
Oh, it's Harry Styles.
I thought I was going to wait for her to do a British accent. I was going to die.
Hello, it's me.
Harry.
Harry.
Hello, it's me, Harry.
Oh, there he
is.
My
God. It's amazing.
Wow, Harry.
What up, Harry?
Hello.
That's good.
Hey, why'd you wear a halter top on your last video? That was a little weird.
Niall told me to wear that.
Oh, I get it. All right.
Who's that?
It's probably somebody.
What's your favorite song by me?
None of them, since you wore the halter top. I just feel weird.
Do you think we should get back together?
What, is it a guy you're talking about getting back together with, Harry? Because you wear a halter top.
Yeah, me and the band.
No, I meant like in a relationship.
No. I mean, I have kissed Louie before.
Hell yeah, you did.
Can we talk to Drake?
I don't know if he's here.
Somebody more.
He's not here.
Hey, can we talk Tupac, please? Is Tupac there?
He just left.
Oh, of course we missed Pac.
Damn it.
Of course we missed Pac.
Ugh.
That's who we really wanted to talk to. Nick.
Maroon 5 is here. Adam Levine.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't want to talk to him. Not a big fan. Super Bowl performance ruined it for me.
Horrible tattoos.
Niall's here. You guys want to talk to Niall?
Nah. Stupid river named after him.
What about Justin Timberlake?
Oh.
JT, my dog.
Sure.
Yeah, JT just walked in.
Whoa.
Where are you at?
Yeah, this is a party.
It's crazy. What kind of Applebee's are you hanging out in?
We're hanging out at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
They actually kept it open longer for us.
It's 24 hours.
They lied to you.
Yeah, Joe wanted waffles.
Yeah.
Bet he did.
Blue waffles.
All right, here's Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
What's up? It's JT.
JT, what'd it do? JT, I heard that you were named by Britney Spears in her new documentary that you may have been abusive.
Yeah, what's up with that, bro?
I don't know.
Sometimes you just gotta hit him, right?
I don't know.
You know, man, broads, am I right?
Sometimes you just gotta shove him in the face a little bit.
Yeah, just mush him a little.
Ed Sheeran just told me to ask you guys a question.
Oh, God. Ed's there? Little Eddie?
Yeah. Yeah, Ed Sheeran just got here.
If it's about hair product, tell him to stop doing that to me. He DMs me all the time. The joke's not even good anymore. I get it. I'm bald. Idiot.
You actually want to talk to him? He's right by me.
Sure! Put Ed Sheeran on!
Hey, what's up? It's Ed Sheeran.
Damn, he sounds just like Justin Timberlake. No accent.
Hey, what up? It's Ed Sheeran.
I've been on a U.S. tour, bro. This is what I sound like now. Sound like a garbage man in New Jersey. What's up?
What's your guys' favorite song off my new album?
Why would you assume we're listening to your dumb album, Eddie? It's just going to be some copied sample of some old R&B song, and then you're going to have to go on an interview and be like, "Oh, I get it, mate. My song sounds exactly like Marvin Gaye, but it's a common riff. Shut up, thief."
That would actually be really good.
I called you out, Ed. What you going to do, player?
I challenge you in the dance-off.
Oh, crap.
Picking on my weight again.
I challenge you in a sing-off.
Oh. Wow.
We got to go. We got to take a break, Ed Sheeran. Tell the fellas and Sam we said hi. And bye.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.